Tracy Chevalier was a devotee of the public library growing up in Washington, D.C.
I went to the public library every week, and I knew the children's librarian, Mrs. Carney, really well. She was one of my mentors, I think, and she used to set aside a book for me every week, plus she'd look over all the ones I was getting out, and it was she really who would introduce me to new writers and encourage me and say, I think you're ready for this sort of book, and that was a great grounding for my reading and writing life. And as a result, because I loved books so much, I knew I wanted to be involved with them in some way when I grew up. So sometimes I would say I wanted to be a writer, and then other times I would say I wanted to be a librarian. And in fact, it didn't matter to me which one, as long as books were involved.
After earning a degree in English from Oberlin College in Ohio, Tracy Chevalier moved to London, where she's lived ever since. She worked as a literary editor for a reference book publisher, began to write short stories at night and on the weekends. She eventually quit her day job, earned a master's in creative writing, built a routine of working on novels in the mornings, doing freelance editing jobs in the afternoons and evenings. The success of her second novel, Girl with a Pearl Earring, which became an international bestseller and was made into an Oscar-nominated film, allowed her to become a writer full-time.
There is that old maxim, write what you know, and I completely disagree with that. I think that you should write what you don't know but want to know, because a book is a long process, and you need to feed yourself with knowledge, with interest. And for me, each time I choose a subject to write about, I immerse myself in that subject, and I start to find things I never would have found in the past fascinating. So, for instance, in The Last Runaway, the new book, my main character is a quilter. And if you had told me 5 years ago that I was going to become very well versed in quilts, quilt making, and would make them myself, I would have laughed and said, you must be out of your mind. It's so fluffy, artsy, crafty. And actually, it's not at all. Quilts are fascinating history. You know, you can learn so much about the society through its quilts and how what's made into them. They are literally layers of history that people make and sleep under.
Chevalier got the notion for The Last Runaway on a visit back to Oberlin.
April 2009, I was at Oberlin for a meeting, and Toni Morrison, the novelist, was there unveiling a bench as part of this project called Bench by the Road. She was interviewed a long time ago and said in the interview, you know, there are no monuments to slavery. There are no sculptures or monuments for places of historical significance to African Americans. There isn't even a bench by the road. And this idea got taken up of putting benches in places of historical significance for African Americans.
Oberlin was, among other things, an important stop on the Underground Railroad.
Slaves who ran away often got to Oberlin and stayed there, so there was a substantial African-American community who did a lot of work on the Underground Railroad. I mean, one of the myths about the Underground Railroad is that it was all run by white people, and that's not actually true. They're now discovering that possibly the majority of people along these networks were African-Americans helping other African-Americans. But there were also white people, and a lot of those white people were Quakers. So the Quaker element, after I saw Toni Morrison unveil this bench and speak, I started thinking about it and how the Underground Railroad was this kind of thing that all school kids learned about. And I think there's quite a lot of mythology that's growing up around it, and I wanted to kind of uncover some of that. And a couple days later, I went to a Quaker meeting. I had gone to a Quaker camp when I was growing up, so I'm often drawn back to Quaker meetings. I like to go. I like to sit in silence. I think silence is something that we don't have enough of in our lives now. And at that Quaker meeting, I started thinking about the Underground Railroad and how Quakers were so instrumental on it and were early abolitionists, and I thought that would be a really interesting topic to write about.
Which Tracy Chevalier does in an entertaining and informative way in her new novel, The Last Runaway. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.